The station officially made the switch at 9:17 Wednesday morning. At 91.7 on the radio dial, the station is now in stereo and with a stronger signal. KPCW's general manager Larry Warren said for several years they've wanted to boost the signal from 250 watts.
It served us well when Park City consisted of Park Meadows on into Old Town and Prospector and Thanes. That was fine. But as you know, the population has shifted to the Snyderville Basin. It's shifted up into canyon areas where terrain would block that signal. And at 250 watts, the signal wasn't powerful enough as buildings were built with concrete walls and thick walls. The building penetration was weak. So you'd often get complaints. So I could hear you fine in my car, but as soon as I walked into my house, I couldn't get you very well. Well, that's because the car is kind of acts as a two-ton metal antenna, and you don't have that in the house.
The change means that KPCW's signal from Quarry Mountain has been boosted by more than six times. However, that meant the station had to come to an arrangement with the Salt Lake Media Company.
If we powered up at that power at 91.9, then we got in the way of a Salt Lake signal that's at 92.3. And we have to stay out of their signal area, and they have to stay out of our signal area. Now, we were in the driver's seat for that change because we already had the permission to upgrade. The station in Salt Lake, owned by Broadway Media, asked us if we would move down the dial to accommodate them, and in so doing, they would compensate us for the entire cost of the signal upgrade, which is six figures worth of cost. So that was entirely financed by Broadway Media in Salt Lake.
KPCW Board Chairman Bob Richer said they were considering an expensive capital campaign to boost the signal. Instead, Broadway paid for that after negotiations led to a good deal for the Salt Lake Company and for KPCW.
They didn't just come forward and say, hey, we'll give you this great big Christmas gift with a bow wrapped around it. There was lots of negotiating. There was lots of discussion, and we put together a package that we found to be very acceptable to us. Larry, of course, was our lead and led the group, but we have an excellent board of trustees, and we formed a little subcommittee consisting of Roger Goldman and Doug Wells and Jim Lee and myself. And we advised Larry.
An offshoot of the deal with Broadway is that KPCW now owns a frequency in Salt Lake at 107.9, known as KUMT.
Broadway also found itself with one extra station, one station beyond the ownership limit in the Salt Lake market, and they had to divest themselves of one of their FM stations. And as part of our negotiations, we took control ownership of 107.9 in Salt Lake City. So we are now the owners of an FM station in Salt Lake. Now, the board has elected to try to monetize that asset, which is significant, and that will go toward an endowment, the first ever that we've ever had, to operate KPCW in perpetuity along with listener contributions.
Warren said that station you can only hear once you enter the Salt Lake Valley.
This station we are now programming with automation, and we are programming AAA classic rock. We call it a quality rock format, the best of today and the best of years gone by. And we are running nonstop music. If you're in the valley, give a sample of our signal down there, 107.9. But yes, we are actively seeking a buyer for that station.
It's a commercial station.
It is a commercial station, which we have converted to a non-commercial license. But it can be re-licensed commercial. So if anybody out there is interested,
well, but we are looking for a non-commercial buyer.
Richer said it's not their aim to get into the Salt Lake market because that's not the mission of KPCW.
We are the voice of the Wasatch Back. We are the voice of Summit County and Wasatch County, Park City and Heber. And we did not see any need to go into the Salt Lake market. What we did see a need for is to ensure the viability of the radio station for years to come. So if we have to weather another recession or something of that sort, we'll be financially secure. It also gives us the ability, and hopefully the not-too-distant future, to kind of expand our studios, improve our studio space.
They also talked about the signals to Eastern Summit County and Wasatch County. Warren said the signal to Heber will be improved, though at this point it gets a little confusing.
That signal remains at 91.9. Now, by moving to 91.7 in Park City, we no longer will have that overlap that was so annoying on Highway 40, where you got both of our 91.9 signals at different times. This eliminates that. So really, we're operating now on three distinct frequencies. 88.1 we've always had, and that serves Eastern Summit County, all the way to Parley's Summit, and it gets over the summit. You can get it sketchy reception all the way to Mountain Dell Golf Course. I've gotten it as far as the gravel pits in the lower canyon. So that's the 88.1 signal, Eastern Summit County.
General Manager Larry Warren, who added, shortly they will be upgrading the KPCW transmitter in Wasatch County. He and Bob Richer added, they still need and appreciate donations from our listeners and supporters. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.